prayer, say amen this morning. Simon Peter was one of my Bible heroes. He let me know in my life that failure is not final. He loved the Lord Jesus. He was a man's man. You never really wondered where he stood. Here now in this letter he's writing, he said, "The elders which are among you, I exhort," or "I encourage, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed." He said, feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither is being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you suffered a while, may make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. You may be seated this morning. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the goodness and the grace of God. And thank you for this family that's come this morning and shared the old story with us and how faithful you've been. And I want to thank you for that. Thank you for your word. Thank you we still live in a country that we have freedom to worship you. God, thank you for this kind church and its people that make it up. And I pray there'd be one here lost today that you'd deal with them. God, you'd draw them by the long arm of grace. Help us now to be true to your word and help us a few moments. And we'll be careful and honor you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Here, as Peter is writing out of chapter 1, he closes down this chapter, and there's four things that I would like to just speak about a few minutes. First of all, in verses 5 and 6, he talks about clothing. He talks about clothing. And look what he tells us to be clothed in. He was talking about the elders. That word elder in verse 1 comes from the word presbytery. Later in the New Testament, the elder, he became the same as a pastor. God said that he had put him to take oversight of the church, to run that ministry. And I want to say that local New Testament pastor, he's just the shepherd boy. He's the great shepherd. And so that pastor never even gets to have his way, but he must do things God's way. And so here he says in verse 3, he said, by taking this oversight, don't be lords over God's heritage, or don't play God to anybody. There's one God, the Father. There's one way to Him this morning. That's by His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, when that chief shepherd shall appear, you'll receive a crown of glory that fades not away. He said, I want all you pastors to remember this. But now he starts in verse 5 about this clothing. He says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. This has to do with clothing and humility. What is humility? I pin these phrases down. Humility is simply a low opinion of self. We have no reason to think a lot of ourselves. Without Christ, we are nothing this morning. And so this lowliness, this humbleness that we're to be clothed in, it is a low opinion of ourselves. Then simply to be humble is one's low estimation of self. I wrote this down. It's a departure of self and a dependence on Christ. Listen, a departure of self and a dependence on Christ. If we are humbled, if we are simply humbled ourselves, then self has been dethroned. In Matthew 6 and 33, I love this passage of Scripture, Matthew 6 and 33, he simply says this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So if we're humble, self has been dethroned. Humbly we must be if to heaven we go. High is the roof there, but the gate is low. May we all remember this morning that we must walk humbly with the Lord, with a low opinion of self, but yet knowing through Christ we can do anything. We must simply realize that we can do nothing without Him. You say, well, preacher, I'm a wealthy person. I have great health, but don't you understand that at the snap of His fingers, He can take that all away this morning. And so there is a clothing. Look what He says. Be clothed with humility. Certainly, as I read behind the writers, as He's using, this is the only time this word clothed is used in the New Testament. It refers to a garment of white where a slave would be taken and he would put on this garment and he would serve his master. And can I tell y'all, we have one master this morning. And He is the Father. And oh my, we must clothe ourselves with humility, a clothing. Look what He says, "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God." How big is God's hand this morning? It's bigger than we'll ever find out. God can do anything. And simply He is directing this New Testament church here that they're to clothe themselves with humbleness and trust God and realize His hand has them covered. Can I tell you, God is in control this morning? Now, many of us, and we know it is, America seems to be very much out of control, and she is. But there's a mighty hand of God that can do anything in this day and this hour. Our families get out of control. Our churches get out of control. Our lives get out of control. But don't forget about the mighty hand of God, because it is a good hand and a graceful hand. His mercies are new every morning. Aren't you glad that when we wake up every day that God's mercies are new for us today? The clothing. Verse 7. I've tried to learn something about this verse. I'm better than I used to be, but I've not arrived yet. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You see, this word careth, it is in the present tense, not the past tense. Can I tell you, Jesus loves us and He's going to keep on loving us. God sent His Son to die on an old rugged cross because He loved us. Yeah. But yet He still loves us this morning. And He says we can cast all our cares upon Him, for He careth for you. It has the idea of where I fail a lot of times, as casting one time, throwing it all to Him, and let Him take care of it. Now I will remind you, when we're clothed in humility and we do that, we've got to remember that God is bigger than any situation in our life. God is in control and God can be trusted. And here, one of the roughest men in the Bible that learned a lot, he talked about clothing. He taught about casting. But then he teaches us about cautioning. Verse 8, you can put your name right here. Be sober and vigilant. Young people, He's talking to you. Older people, He's talking to us. Be sober and vigilant, because this is why. Your adversary, He's our opponent. He's our enemy. He's not our buddy. He's not a figure in a red suit and pointed ears and a pitchfork in a corner. He's the real deal. And the Lord Jesus had much to speak about Him. This thing of cautioning. Be sober or be alert. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. There are no respecter of persons to the devil. I don't care how long, men, you've been saved, we have an opponent, an opposition. Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Let's stop there a moment. Whom resist steadfast. Why does it say resist steadfast? Because the devil never gives up trying. Every day in our life, we must realize there's an opponent, an adversary against us. Young people, he's against you. Anything he can do. The Bible said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's who the devil is. America has desensitized him, but he's wicked and he's evil. And we must watch ourselves as that adversary. How he would love to destroy my life and your life, your family, my family, your church and our church. Oh my, the cautioning. I sure am glad he told me whom resist steadfast look in the faith. We can overcome the devil, but it's going to take faith. We're no match for the devil. I used to hear young preachers, Brother Lee, getting up saying, well, devil, I'm going to give you a black eye. He'll find himself in a ditch with his brains out. But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No, we're no match for the devil, but God. The mighty hand of God is bigger than Satan is, and I'm thankful of that. There's a cautioning. Then he said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that in the world. Time out one moment. I'm about done, but I want to say this. The older people in the church, they feel like that they don't have a ministry anymore, that God can't use them. But can I tell you, older people that has walked with the Lord, it's a blessing to have them to go to and say, how did y'all make it? What happened when this happened? How did you get through this? He said the same accomplishments has been accomplished in our brethren. It's in our Bibles. It's in our testimonies and the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Aren't you glad that God will see you through? Honey, this flesh will let you down and this world will let you down. But Jesus will bring you out on the winning side. And it's nothing too hard for our Lord in this day, in this hour. There's nobody like God. And I'm thankful He puts people in our lives to help us, to encourage us. Failure is not final. The devil would love to have it be. How many times do you think in years of preaching, how many bad sermons you think I've preached? A whole bunch. I'll answer that question. But if I throwed my hands down, Brother Shane, and left and quit, that's just what the devil would have me to do, to quit. But aren't you glad that the same accomplishment has been made through others, that they face the storms and struggles that me and you have, and the devil will tell you you're the only one, but he's a liar this morning. We all face obstacles. We all have issues. You know, I'm not going to mention this because he was here a few Sundays ago, but a down-and-out fella, lived a rough life. A lot of people would see him, and they began to start judging him. But you know, one of the greatest days in my life is when I realized who Ken could have turned out to be. It's a great day in my life today to realize what Ken could do. But oh, I'm glad there's a God that lives in me that helps me along life's way. And boy, when I become a failure, he just says, get up. Keep a moving, put one foot in front of the other. How many of you has the devil told you to quit?
Amen.
The last thing he wants you to do is have your family where the Spirit of God is moving, the Word of God is preached, and people love you. That's the last place he wants you to be this morning, the devil. But oh, I sure am glad that Peter's writing by experience, and he says, I want you to know this, Ken. Church, I want you to know this, that if you'd resist steadfast, it's an everyday walk. Every day you've got to resist steadfast, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world, the same devil that's in Tennessee is in Georgia. We're all made alike, aren't we? Then there's a clothing, a casting. There's a cautioning, but there is a comforting. Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The God of all grace, who hath called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we've suffered a while, He'll make us perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle. You know, Brother Ben read something a while ago, really spoke to my heart. It's so true. But can I tell you that God is so faithful? And God is so good. And not only do we need God, we need each other in this day and in this hour. Father, I love You today. I feel that You have been with us today. An unusual time, but Lord, I've try to just share the few scriptures that You've put in my heart. Lord, I want to thank You that You're faithful. And I want to thank You that You're good at being God. And I love You for that. Thank You for this family that's come today. Lord, I love You and I praise You. In Jesus' name I ask You, amen. Amen. You that's been in the church a while, you remember Brother